Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it.
And you.
Just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Thank you for being here. This is Porker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. And it's October 1st, 2017. This is the second of a third live hour program. And call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And for our foreign listeners, the way they're working it is they're emailing, and then I'm, when I have time, I'm not ignoring anyone, but I apologize for all of the hundreds of people that I still have to answer that work it, you know, to work it through. I answer everyone eventually and try to give guidance as a relationship to the program. Just want to make a note. On Thursday, October 5th, from 8 to 9:15 p.m. New York time, Anthony Bourdain and Danny Bowen will be giving a lecture at the New School at John L. Tishman Auditorium on 63rd Fifth Avenue in New York City. Bourdain, of course, is a former chef, a TV producer. He has his own food show. And James Beer Warden, in different of the chefs of the Mission Chinese, Danny Bowen, are going to discuss what I was going to discuss here on food waste. And keep in mind that food has water in it; it's contaminated from the aspect of that. This will be televised as well from the talk. They will be presenting some of Parker Pathways archives that I've done in the past concerning water contamination in the food and its effect on the brain, particularly the amygdala obligata, the hippocampus, the fourth section of the third lobe of the human brain on the effect of food. And then you place this on the global food waste system, of which I wanted to plan to talk about today, but we're going to be talking about other important water issues today. But I wanted to talk about the concept of the different kind of foods that will be part of the new genetic code, which they will present on the New York platform. The general admission for entrance at the John L. Tishman Auditorium to listen to Anthony Bourdain and Anthony Bowen, who will be $50 at the door. And I don't have all my books out and written finished yet, but they will be mentioning them because they're using some of the material. And this is well worth the people in New York and people that can be on Skype to be able to be a part of their presentation, which is called Wasted, the Story of Food Waste. And for that, I want to make sure I get to the caller, Jeff from Idaho. Jeff, thank you for calling.
Dr. Park,
good morning, Jeff. Yes, I can. Thank you
can
for
you
calling,
me?
Jeff.
Yeah.
Yes, I sure can.
Yeah.
Thank you for...
Yeah, what you should do is you should basically sue those guys, criminally for the plutonium, issues. And concerning your cancer comments, study last text email from image 3749, the most important issue is figure 91. The underlining is the issue. As George Carlin mentions, our dielectric constant is going down as we become plastic. Children have 10 kilo skin resistance.
In fact, George Carlin used to say, we're all going to turn into, the whole Earth's going to turn into plastic, Yeah.
Well, Dr. Parker, that's the killing mechanism with the lanthanides. So children have 10K resistance. Adults have 30K skin resistance. Equation 5 from image 3757 is the most important thing to think about from last week's work sent. The factorials and the pulse width modulator counting as a conjugate pair and the first Easter egg should be looked at together. Dielectric induction is the multiplicative with the positive harmonic slope. The TEM induction is additive with negative harmonic slope. Remember, always in threes, the charge-discharge loop from image 3761 will have staggering from the notch drawing. These output couplers in image 3760 are 3A to 3F, 3G to 3L, 3M to 3R, 3S to 3X. The logic near Charles Leonard's side is the transconductance gate drive for low-frequency half of quadrupole resonator. The series resonator point between capacitor and back and inductor and the front allow virtual SCR-type triggering that the two-minute sequence is built off of. The same concept as February 2016 substantia nigra issue of a melanized-like optical pump trigger. These low-frequency numbers from model are on image 3760 and 3761. You have the other half of the high-frequency side of the quadrupole if you break them up as in experiment 64, which is the key. The image 3758, red lines near clip, number one, polarization is opposite from Audubon testing. The precharging at points of ramps, look at John Mike Dutch roll. The crystal skull work, along with the Dr. Farrell patent, have numerical aperture of 0.0019919 with the liquid cladding. This ignores birefringent and optical activity.
Mm-hmm.
Column 3 is 1/4. Column 4 is 1/5 of Eric Song. Leave the death panel to District of Columbia criminals. I would like to retire my merchant marine status. So the real issue comes down to is if you look at that drawing, I didn't put the other things in, but what it does is it's like Victor Metz's work in the 90s, in the 80s and 90s,
mm-hmm.
fabulous peak energy, high-efficiency transformer designer that I work with, works on the same principles. Command charge,
mm-hmm.
all right, and the charge basically follows the harmonics from April, all right? And so this is the, the stroke of genius things of from all these past couple years of what the left triggering
mm-hmm.
issue is.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
all that logic works. And what you see is you see the load transfer from the back, and the harmonics are all listed just like in the horizontal timing from before. And the only thing that Jerry doesn't know is Jerry has only the parallel resonance half of the quadrupole. The other half is what you just got.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Jerry, the thing for the audience to come into this, I would just make a simple point. That have been made by other scientists. Everything vibrates, and everything has a harmonic. Everything's got a radar, and the audience, if they can come away with learning that, they'll discover they've already known that. They just need to be reminded of it, and this is genius work, and I really appreciate this. I looked at everything. I had minimum time, I had to do some death panel communications with Uncle Sam, and to try to you opened your statement accurately. I don't know if you meant to do it or not, but that's exactly what I'm putting on to the world court, is the idea of the body harmonics from the contamination of plutonium. And that plutonium, for the radioactivity of the Earth, has started in 1955.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And just like in the sum of all fears, you can basically track who made the radioactivity.
Oh, remember? Absolutely. It's a fingerprint.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, well, listen, Jeff.
So the most important, Dr. Parker, the most important thing I want you to know, the last image sent is the most important thing I've sent you. The last image sent is the most important image I've sent you.
I have three images.
There's three of them.
Yeah.
There's three of them.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Try to narrow down the angles.
There aren't any more. You're okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, Jeff, we're on the same page, and I thank you immensely to be a
all
part
right.
of
it. Well, I just got to basically, I got to make it financially, so I'm going to shift gears on a couple things, okay? Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care, Jeff, and we'll be talking with you soon. I wanted to, it's very rare for me to do this, but I wanted to do this. We have a caller that I'm very interested in talking with out of a lot of respect. And I hope I'm pronouncing the name correctly. Regina.
Regina Imbrosia. So,
Imbrosia.
And I know people have Imbrosia, right.
Yeah. Welcome aboard to Parker Pathways.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be able to have a few minutes with you. I know
well,
your time is short.
Yeah. On that note, how much time do you have, Regina?
Whatever you'll give me. It's Sunday, and I'm not working, and this is a big passion of mine, and we want to make this work in Dallas. So whatever you'll give me, I'll gladly accept.
Okay. My plan is to have us talk as long as we can for what need to cover, in my opinion.
Okay.
And there's several things that can be quite helpful concerning fluoride and chlorine, and this is why I'm glad I have you on. The ground rules are going to change for the audience, and the fact is what I'm going to say to my guest, which I have a lot of respect for what I've seen and heard, is that we're in a safe zone, Regina and I, and we're going to have what you normally don't hear when people make plans or develop new ideas. And the audience is going to be privileged to hear Regina and I talk about her quest that she's made about fluoride. And I'm going to be talking about some reveals, which I've already given several in the first hour of this program. And because what I see is, in my opinion, an underlying problem that is in the country is in the arena of psychology and the development of how people make decisions. And they don't, in my opinion, we're talking sophisticated psychology studies, you know, Sigma 3, Sigma 8 projects, things of this kind, of how if you give someone a way to save their life, will they take the rope? And it's a lot of, by the way, several of those studies came from the sinking of the Titanic. Some of the survivors talking about how they felt about life itself. And Regina, I feel that I've just heard about her in just the past few days, and had the privilege of listening to her on John Stadmiller's program. And that's a rarity, because I never listened to other talk show hosts. I just happened to be on that day because I was doing some research. But the thing is that Regina, what I saw in the aura of the voice and the, what the projects are about, is a soulmate of something where somebody's trying to save people's lives and trying to expose things. And but it's the idea of getting people to get to the call to action. I think Regina would agree to that.
And I totally agree to that, yes.
You know, we need to have a different focus. I've been, I have a wide audience, and when I put this forth, I had placed that the United States government in 1998 put ammonia in the water. They had really done it in, it was more in ammonia to put the chloramine mix in, which is dose-related. That's a very important point. And they had done human studies for 45 years on human beings, and they knew that there would be cancer for females. It's gender specific, and for females it's more of the bone and the lower intestine, and for males there's a great concentration in reducing the sperm and causing serious bladder cancer, which is many does not have a good pathology under the microscope. Today, pathology is done called digital pathology. It's done by big screens where you can take a specimen of a tiny cell, you know, very small cell tissue, and be able to determine its whole ecology. So today, you know, that's placed in. The EPA knew that would cause leukemia and cancer of the liver specifically. And so they said that we will fine all waste disposal plants $10,000 a day if they do not add chloramine to the drinking water, and that was in 1998. They had already the Camp Lejeune case, Marine Base case. They had the military was experimenting with pregnant women with the tap water, and this happened much later, you know, but it happened way before I came on air. I didn't know about it at the time when I went on air 11 years ago. But to make a long story short, I was highly responsible for taking that to the federal court and into Congress, and Colonel put the lawsuit in there because they were getting abortions and other kinds of cancers with these females, which were wives of the Marines at Camp Lejeune. It's the only time in the history of the United States that Congress awarded as a court, because it comes under the Washington, D.C. Federal Circuit, which is really Congress is the city council, really, of Washington, D.C., and they still are today. And they had abortions in Washington, D.C., which is another story. And the fluoride issue will come in a minute in our discussion, but I want to give you the background of how this connects.
No problem. This is very interesting. Thank you.
And then, so the Congress said, we're going to award for five generations of people. It came to the award for millions of dollars. And medical care for life covers from that water contamination approximately 3.5 million people. And
wow.
It's the first time in the history of the United States that Congress has ever awarded any form of care to anyone with the water. Now, you stay on the line, and the
okay.
music comes up, and after the commercial
okay.
is over, we'll start again. Is that okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Yes.
Sure.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
On Republic Broadcasting Network, and we have as our guest Regina, and when we went out the door for the exposure of the chloramine causing collateral health damage in the body for cancer and bringing systems, basically the government was saying, well, there isn't really any adverse effect, and many physicians in major universities said, well, there isn't any adverse effects, and they did it by voice vote, and which is unparalleled in medicine. That was done three times over a period of 11 years. C-SPAN went on the time where I was bringing in the concept of fluoride at that time for a different reason, which I'm going to express, and then we'll throw this back to you, because what I'm doing is setting a stage for a bigger expose to go to the people to show the seriousness of what we're dealing with. This is that old story again. You can go to the city council, but they don't tell you that the city council under Agenda 21 has a United Nations representative on the payroll. And this is what I have found over the years. And that's a separate subject we'll get into. It's very important, I believe, for having a way to have a higher awareness of what kind of decisions you want to make. You want to pay more money for the lobbyist in the city council on the local taxes? Do you want the graft under the water bonds to be able to be changed where no infrastructure is done? except to say it's for the roads, but the water's never mentioned? Do you want the third choice, which Congress does, which is President Obama did? He just happened to be good at it, but they all did it, and they're doing it now, by the way, which is a shell game. They put certain monies toward the infrastructure. But, of course, the Senator McConnell in the Senate had declared he doesn't want any infrastructure. So we're not being political about this because I'm not politically correct on this program anyway. But I think we're just pointing this out. So that being said, it's 1998. They come out. They have a fine. They know the thing. So I wrote this all up, and I really came out on the open stage in the United States of America on the platform of RBN in 2003, and it went into 2004. And the basis of it, I had already analyzed 900 medical projects that were longitudinal medical projects. All the medical records, the people that were involved, and also how the United States government experimented with humans with chloramine and added, and fluoride was a separate issue, and you can see why it can't be a separate issue. But so this is where we are. So I came out, and I only had one reference. I have a total of 82,000 references of human studies, which I'll have in my books. And the expose of the what is called the experimentation of human beings, which violates the Nuremberg trials, and which has already been filed in my place, and that'll be in my book. And of course, the people at Oxford University will use it as a textbook, I hope, and they say they will. And Xavier will say, well, they're going to use it as a way of a forensic case. I'm using my forensic science and what I call, what you and I are doing, a forensic law case. It's a forensic medical case. And the aspect, when I came out, I had one reference, I had two references, but the main reference was the idea that male sperm was damaged from chloramine. And the government has never let up on me weekly for 11 years. I've had lobbyists who have paid me over, I think the total collection over 11 years to not be on air has run to about $1.3 million. In checks. I've been offered a ranch. I've been offered a new car. I've been offered everything. I sent all that money back, even though the station, of course, is always needing funds to protect it, its platform. So that's the setting. So because I told the world that the sperm would be damaged by chloramine, that was constant. The second reference was a reference which I had, which I gave to the public, which was called The Effects of Fluorine on the Human Fetus. The work was done in 1989. I have over, from the year 2004, expose for the work that was done before that, before 1989, on the fetus and the fetal brain, I have approximately 8,000 references.
8,000 references?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's that. And what my plan is to include you. We'll talk about this off air down the road if you wish, to be a part of two chapters that you may contribute to my book under your name in terms of one of your exposés on fluoride as you are approaching it now, which we'll get into if it takes the part of this hour and the whole hour of the next third hour to do it on our discussion. But that's I want to pull you in on something that's important. Now, the title of it, to understand, this is in China. Now, you have a comment. You have a comment in your concept where you talk about Hong Kong fluorescent. The fluorescence was rates went from 1% in the '60s and 59% in the '80s, and then they lowered the fluoride. And in the beginning, at the end of the last hour, I was talking about the aspect that. the people make the mistake of thinking, well, if you add the fluoride to the water, that's what does it. No, the fluoride added to the water in the chemistry of that in the pancreas, particularly I get into the pancreatic cancer chemistry of it, it causes the chloramine to be added into as a fluorosilicitite, but what it's going on to is the extraction of the lead. Now, I have used that information in the brief for involuntary manslaughter for the governor of Michigan. And the officials that are in Flint, of course, are being brought up on manslaughter and involuntary manslaughter for lead contamination in the water, but it's actually more than that. And the process of the development of this is that there are approximately that are known about, it's 169 more cities like Flint that are worse than Flint.
Mm-hmm,
and,
that's true.
As we speak, you know.
Yep.
So the thing is, where we are here, and of course the salt of fluoride on the teeth is really a whole different issue of what I call contamination for a different reason. Now, think about this. Think about this. Here, the title is The Effect of Fluorine on the Human Fetus. Now, because it's in China, China tells you everything, but the American work doesn't. That's the way the abstracts usually work. Now, I'm going to read this, and it turns it says, now, this is 1989, and the research was done in 1955. So they have a total of approximately 500,000 plus people on 1,700 fetuses and 10 control groups on this study. Just think about that. So you have an endemic fluorosis area. You have 16 fetuses that were delivered during their 6th and 8th month of gestation by the means of artificial abortion. They were collected in studies. They compared the 10 controls to a non-endemic area. And they showed that fluorine levels in tissues were obviously high, especially in the brain, and the calvarium, and the femur. Now, that's an important statement because the basis of the brain, because I'm an advisor to the Brain Project, let me tell you, when the Department of Defense signed it off that fluoride would be used in the drinking water, this was after the Second World War. And the process of things, they were specific about affecting the brain, of the calvarium section of the brain. And the reason for that, they already knew that the neural pulse system that went to the anterior pituitary was from that part of the brain.
Okay.
So they were already affecting in neural systems, in neuronatal system, the fact that they would have an adrenal cortex problem. In other words, it was the old story, if you could control the adrenal corticoids, you could control the mind of stress down the road. See? So let's carry on. The activity of the alkaline phosphatase in the femur and the kidney was raised. Now, if you change the alkaline phosphatase in the femur, why would you pick on the femur? Well, that's where the megakaryocytes are made. In other words, the beginning cell that is a precursor of the stem cell. And so the Chinese already knew that the process of a progenitor cell for the creation of other cells would be affected from the brain. Okay, now we'll go on. The observation of the ultra structure of the samples, the number of the mitochondria, rough surface endoplasmic reticulum and free ribosome neurons of the cerebral cortex were reduced. So the rough surface endoplasmic reticulum was obviously dilated. These findings indicate that the neurons of the central cortex in the developing brain at the second trimester would be one of the targets of fluoride.
Wow.
Now that's
real. That was a 1955.
That's right.
1998. No. It started in 55.
Yeah, 1955 started, but printed out in 1989 because they had thousands of fetuses. See, that's the way we had it. So what we got here the government said to me, in terms of the chloramine, because they knew it, by adding the chloramine, they could change and cause cancer, which they had shown in the Sprague Dawley rats, which are specially bred at the Harbs Bay Institute, where you breed animals first for cancer research. Now, the humans were experimented with a combination of fluoride and chloramine in the bottom end of that study, which included 16 years of change of the brain and the adrenal gland and the change of the liver, which I talk about in Chloramine Causes Health Damage, which is called the Krebs cycle. And if you could change the Krebs cycle to change the adenosine triphosphate, which the Chinese were doing in the brain to affect that cell, which, by the way, produces cortisol, which is in the adrenal gland. So the most important statement that I can make to join us together, and this is what I'm proposing, I'm kind of jumping ahead, and I'm going to give the mic over to you. But the thing is that what we're dealing with is that the understanding by the public that the water in the fluorination, you've got the fluoracetic acid, you can't shake that. In other words, it's a sodium fluorosate, and it causes the fluorosilicates. But you see, when you combine it with chloramine, you now have the greatest extractor of lead and other poisons. You know, you can change the pipes if you like, but that's still not going to help. Now, when I started on this, I didn't know what the outcome would be, of course. I got some Kerr jars and made sure that they were sterile, and, you know, by boiling, and you did sterile in the incubators and everything. I took a total of 10 Kerr jars. I haven't talked about this on air, and I use it for demonstration, but I use it for the forensic science case that I'll have in the world court on the use of fluoride and chloramine. But the whole point is brand new joints of pipes of different kinds were put in the water. And everything's labeled. And the long and short story of that, those jars are 10 years old, and all fixtures are dissolved. There are approximately 20 viruses that have never been discovered before have been pulled from those waters. There are 5 bacteria that have not been classified. In fact, they're given numbers, algorithmic numbers, and because no one's seen a bacteria like that before. And out of the 10 jars, 4 of them have been used for the test sites. This has been done at secret labs at Stanford University, and of which I am a part, alumni there, and so they did this, and it created a whole new field of engineering in the engineering department to try to work, you know, with some way to, of course, the United Nations took it over. This is the problem, and then, of course, the city councils have their United Nations representative under the guise of sustainability. So that's the setting. And why do the UN want the Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030? Is very clear that they want to control the water supply. I had, but for other reasons. And when I was at the big conference in San Francisco on the water, which was 7 years ago, that was when Gorbachev was there. The crown prince was there offering $1 million in gold to try to figure out how to have a new water supply from the sands of the Sierra so they could build their dairy farms. And I remember the exchange, because one of my PhDs was about science systems in Russian, and because the Russians never told you anything, and the Japanese did, and that was one of my doctorates that I have. But the thing is, I said they were talking about water right, and Gorbachev says, well, you don't own the water. We own the water. And so, any minute, what he meant by we were the elites, in other words, the people involved in the United Nations, which were at the conference, by the way. There were 9,000 people there, all of the government people from the United States as well. And they knew I were right. I had uncovered the chloramine. They didn't want the concept of fertility to carry forth. They were open about it. If they can destroy the human sperm, they could change the female egg, which I talked about on this program many times. I've given the audience absolute chemistry as to how they're being killed. Not destroyed, they've been killed, and that's not an overaction word. Now, this is what I call the chloramine and fluoride complex is a killing machine, and I don't hide it. And the thing is that it's the real world of what we're at. So the idea of going into a city council, of which we had the people that talk about chloramine, and by the way, the chloramine causes health damage can be printed and sent to people. It can be ready. But my suggestion is very strong and is to you and for us is it's this mention of this paragraph, which I will write out and send to you if you don't mind, could be added to your petition because to give people another headset as to what they're dealing with, because the fluoride was always from its inception. Was considered harmful and actually more than just from the fertilizer, because they were using the fertilizer from what's called the Kechner German formula for explosives and things of that sort. But when the Nazis went to Brazil, they took with them the formula for three things. One was the change of the medullary ocular optic nerve, which lies below the brain and is formed in what's called an optic chiasm. And if you could change the eye to reflect in terms of a neuron system to be able to use at the base of the brain, you would be able to have what the German scientists wanted to have, which were, believe it or not, was called X-ray eyes.
Oh, interesting.
And that was what they were really looking for when they were looking for artifacts around the world. And because they wanted to copy the Egyptian levitation systems. So that's the real story. Number two, they took with them in Brazil the formation of the use of chloramine itself. And the idea there was to create a pure German race, of course. They called it a race at the time, and it's anything. But think about this. They had Dr. Mendeleev went there carrying that formula, which the United States used with chloramine that I'm discussing and bringing to the table in today's program with you, a pioneer concept of putting out in a city council controlled by United Nations programs, and that's not just a paranoid statement or anything, it's a real world. And think about that. They had planned from the end of the Second World War when von Braun was given over with his scientists for developing the formation of the new missile bombs in New Mexico, the concept of being able to control what was called, at that time, it wasn't called the genome, it was called the genetic profile. So they wanted to use that to change the gene structure of human beings. That's just what they wanted to do with chloramine. Well, it turned out that you can do that, and that's what is what happened, you see. So, and then the third formula was the use of gold as a precursor metal, because gold is essentially inactive on its electron base. In other words, there isn't a magnetic field within formation of the gold. But
okay.
They wanted to use the gold with using the magnetic field of the body.
Wow.
That's the real
wow.
world. And the thing is that, and this is, and you know where they got it? They got the idea from the Mayan carvings, where you have the gold encasement of the formation of spaceships, and you have the gold gloves. And when you have the gold gloves that form, that formed life. In other words,
right.
they could take and use their hands, you see, and put it
right.
in. But they had, to, and they wore the gold gloves. And they, but to sacrifice at levels of the Mayan cultures, which, by the way, only a month ago, it was found the what's called the world of the underworld in the temple of the moon in the Mayan pyramid and in the carvings of all the tunnels in the water underneath that temple of the moon are carvings which is talking about the underworld and it's not resurrection but the formation of new life in another form that
wow.
was carved 10,000 years before Christ.
And they just found this recently?
Found it a month ago.
A month
ago.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So the thing is, so what we're dealing with, when I open my unplanned paragraph, and you're so kind to listen. But
oh, no, it's so interesting.
The thing is, but it's all part of your work.
Wow!
See, this is it's
big.
Not you're just
this is
you're just not you're just not going against fluoride. You're going
right.
against fluoride with chloramine.
No, yeah,
see?
That's right. That is what's in the water, and
yeah.
and then the
yeah.
combination. Oh, wow! This is incredible.
Yeah.
Wow!
And that's what
and
the paragraph
so
I'm going to give you
okay.
an email, and you,
you
select for that if you wish to change that in because that's the real thing. So the whole thing gets,
wow.
so when you look at this, when you go into wow. the present world where people are feeling that they are divided or they know something that everybody else doesn't, you know, they're over religious or under religious, they're all mad and they're all upset about this and other thing. And when I have the people that have followed me in chloramine all over this country, they go to city councils. Many of them talk about chloramine. They've been arrested. The United Nations representative, who usually is on a council, or they call it staff. You know,
uh-huh.
they'll
uh-huh.
say, you know what I'm saying? They'll say,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, yeah, staff look this over. And you think, well, staff means, you know, it means
right.
staff, but it also means somebody from the United Nations is on their payroll, which, by the way, they dig up the money, don't they, to pay them more than they pay the mayor.
Oh, yeah, and, I'm sure they do.
And yeah, and the thing is that, and you know that. So the thing is that I'm sure you've run into that. But think about this. We live in the real world of the United States of America where people say, well, I don't want to hear about it. If you go into black communities talking about chloramine, the black communities don't want to hear about it. You know, because they don't know the knowledge of the thing, they don't want to cut it in. They'll give you the whole story. Well, and when Obama was president, honest to God, they say, well, Obama owes us. You know, that thing, I got an Obama phone. You know, that made history. That's TV history, see?
Right.
And the thing is that, really, they said that, you know? And
yeah.
When Donald Trump was running for president, he found me. He was, when he was running for president, and he had read chloramine caused self-damage on his plane. And I interviewed him twice. He went to Flint, Michigan, and a black mayor there kicked him out of the waste disposal plant. They didn't want him to see it.
Wow.
And now you've got five of those people, including the governor, being sued for involuntary
yes.
manslaughter.
That's what I brought up to the city council, because they are directly responsible. See, where I'm going with this, which can shine light on all of your information, because Dallas is a big city, and they come up to sign the contract. You see, it's an actual, like, administrative thing that they do. They allocate the money to purchase the hydrofluorosilicic acid, The contract comes up every 3 years, so it'll be coming up, should come up in October. And if eight of them decide no, and it's just administrative, they don't even have to, they can just decide, no, I don't think we need to allocate this money. And what I keep wanting them to do is say, we want proof that it's safe before we will allocate the money. And then mm-hmm. it'll open the doors. You see, listen what I did. Oh, we're going to commercial, aren't we?
By the way, I'm going to, if you are willing, I want to keep you as long as you can into the third hour.
Oh, I'll do whatever you want. Yes, I'm honored.
We'll see you at the other end of the break, Regina.
Okay,
thank
sir.
You.
Okay. Yes.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Parker Pathways. Welcome to Parker Pathways. Regina,
yes,
we have a caller coming in from Mark in Florida. And do you mind if we take the caller?
No.
Because we only have a few minutes, and I want to keep you on for the third hour. Mark in Florida, okay. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Doctor. And you probably answered my question before I got to ask it. My concern is the secrecy and how or who forbids you from disclosing harmful things that are being done to the American people and how they're able to require you or anybody else to remain silent when speaking should be the priority.
Yeah, the way it's done is that I'm going to put it in a different framework because you know I'm not politically correct. At one time, I was one of them. Okay? In other words, right next to the president's office. So the thing is, to answer your question is, because I'm on air, I stay alive. Do you understand?
Yes.
And so that's how it's done. As long as I don't tell them, anyone, how much money they make or where their contacts are, I'm here. There are nine of us.
Because my concern is...
There are nine of us.
Right. Well, my concern is with the silence they place upon you, it seems like you couldn't even have a private conversation with the president or your senator.
Well, that's they don't worry about that. No, that's never worried about. It's never worried about because it's a different world. We're talking about the purposeful use under the guise of taking care of the drinking water. But every senator and any person in the House of Representatives, their top priority when they go in is that to protect the water supply from terrorists and protect the grid that determines the energy to flow the water. And, of course, the environmentalists are against all of that. And they don't want dams. They don't want the process, but where do they think that we're going to get the energy? And another thing, you have to keep people alive. You know, like you talk to a senator or talk to a contact in Congress, they think they're immune. They have their own water supply. When I had Donald Trump was way ahead of himself when he ran for president. No matter what you think of him, that doesn't bother me at all. But the point is, he made an incredible statement to me on air while he's in his plane going to Mississippi. And it was a guy that he says, well, all my hotels have their own disposal plant. And I was saying, well, boy, you ahead of the climb, you know. So it's a question of what the Congress wants and what their aim is. Remember, Dr. John Holdren presented before 1998 to add sterlets in the drinking water to decrease the population. See? And he said that in front of the Senate. I got to go, Mark.
Well, thank you.
A good call.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank
you very much.
Again. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways with Regina M. Gurdjieff on fluoride and her wisdom as he progresses to do the fight, which I call Goddess of the Fight. As it says in Greek, ikonos diabath, which is what Regina is. We'll see you at the other end of the break on this third live hour, 800-313-9443.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.